Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph of Maseches Moed Katan. We're already holding by Tanu Rabbanan on the second wide line, second medium-sized line. So there are only medium-sized lines. Tanu Rabbanan. So since we mentioned Misas Neshika, dying by a kiss of Hashem, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that describes different types of death. So Tanu Rabbanan, the brisa tells us, Meis Pit'om, someone who dies very suddenly without being ill first, Zui Misa Chatufa, that's a Misa that he was grabbed. Chala Yom Echad V'meis, if a person is ill for one day and then he dies, Zui Misa Dechufa, that's a Misa that's very rushed. Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel says, Zui Misas Magefa, that's called the death of a plague. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ben Adam, hinni lokech mimcha esmach malinecha b'magefa, that I'm going to take your precious gem from you in a plague. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, v'adabar elam b'boker, v'atamas ishti ba'erev, that in the morning he said that nevuah to the nation, and that day his wife got sick and she died that evening. So you see that after a one-day illness, that's called a misas magefa. The price continues, and shnei yamim meis, if a person was sick for 2 days before dying, zui misa duchuya. That's called a misa duchuya. It's like something that's being shoved out of the way until it finally gets destroyed. Shlosha, if a person is sick for 3 days, ga'ara. That's called the death of ga'ara, like someone who's grown. Arba'a Nazifa. 4 day illness is considered Nazifa, as if like someone that you don't want to look at, that you're just angry at, like someone that's in Cherem almost. Chamisha, if someone is sick for 5 days, Zui Misas Kaladam. That's anything more, 5 day or more or longer illness, that's considered a regular death. That's a Misa of a normal person. So Gemara pauses the Brice in order to explain how we know that a Misa Chatuva is after 5 days. That a Misa that's good, that a proper Misa, a normal Misa, is after 5 days of illness. Amar Rabbi Chanan Maikra, what's the Pasuk that tells us this? Because when the Pasuk describes Moshe Rabbeinu's death, it says, Hein Karvu Yamecha Lamos, so we darshin, Hein Chad, Hein is one, Karvu is plural, so it's a tray, it's another 2 days. Yamecha is also plural, tray, so that's another 2 days. So 1 plus 2 plus 2, Hachamisha, that's 5 days. Hein, chad, sheken b'losh nivani, karen la'achas hein. The reason we assume the word hein means one is because in Greek the word for one is hein. Meis b'chamishim shana zui misas kares. If someone dies in their 50s, that's considered to be a misas kares. If someone dies at the age of 50, rather, that's a misas kares. Chamishim u'shtayim shana, if someone dies at the age of 52, zui misas oshel shmuel aramasi, that's the misa of shmuel anavi. Shishim zui misa b'dei shemayim, if someone dies at the age of 60, that's a misa, that's a normal misa that comes naturally. Amar Mar Zutra Maikra, what's the Pasuk that tells us that a Misa at the age of 60 is normal? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Tavo b'chelach eli kever, u'v'chelach b'gematria shisin havu. The word v'chelach, which describes how one goes kever to the kever, the gematria of v'chelach is 60. So that's how we see that 60 is a normal death. Shivim seva, someone dies at the age of 70, that's considered seva, that's considered an advanced age. Shmonim gevuros, at the age of 80, that's considered very strong. Dechsiv, yimeshno seinu b'hem shivim shana, vim b'gevuros, shmonim shana. Amar Rabba, Michamishim Yachishim Shana, from 50 to 60 years, if someone dies between the age of 50 and 60, Zui Misas Karis, that's all Karis. The reason we didn't mention that earlier, and we just said that only a 50-year-old is Karis, is because for the cover of Shmuel, we don't want to say that anything between 50 and 60 is Karis, because Shmuel died in his 50s. Rav Yosef Kava Bar Shittin, when Rav Yosef was 60 years old, Avadlu Yom Tov the Rabbanon, he made a big celebration for the rabbis. Amr Nafkili Mikaris, he said, I'm putter from Karis now, because I hit 60. Amle Abayi, so Abayi said to him, what are you so happy about? Need Nafkile Mar Mikaris Tashani, granted, your years aren't going to be cut short anymore, because you already hit 60. Mikaris Tiyomi Mi Nafik Mar, but your days still might become short. You still might die in Misa Chatufa, where you're not going to be able to suffer an illness and get your affairs in order. So he responded, at least I get that, at least I got something out of it, so it's still worthy of celebration. Rav Huna died very suddenly. The Rabbanon were worried, maybe he died a Misa Chatufa, it's not good. So they taught two Talmidichim who came from Mahadyev, taught them that Lo Shanu Ella Shalo Igia L'Gvuros, that's only considered a Misa Chatufa chatufa if it's not a person who's 80 years old yet. Someone who's 80 years old and dies suddenly, that's considered to be a blessing. That's considered to be a misa by a kiss. So two main points over here. Main point number one, if someone dies without any illness or with a very short illness, his death is considered to be too quick or rushed. But a five-day illness or longer is considered to be a normal death. That's main point number one. Main point number two, if someone doesn't live to 60, it could be kares. If a person lives to 80, then even if he dies suddenly, it's a misas nashika. Okay, Amar Rava, chaye bnei umezoni. The life, children, and food. If a person lives a lot of years or a short amount of time, how many years he lives, whether he has a lot of children and good children or bad children, and mizoni, whether he has enough food to put on the table, lo b'zchus l'talyimus, so that doesn't depend on his merit, el b'mazl l'talyimus, so that's all an issue of mazl. To harabav Rav Chisda t'ravai rabban tzadiki avu, because both Rabban and Rav Chisda were great tzadikim, mar matzli vasi mitra, mar matzli vasi mitra, they were such great tzadikim that either one of them, whenever they would daven for rain, it would rain right away. But Rav Chisda yitishin v'tartin shenin, Rav Chisda chaya tishin v'tartin shenin, Rav Chisda lived for 92 years, Rabba chaya arbatin, Rabba only lived for 40 years. In the house of Rav Chisda, there were 60 weddings of children and grandchildren that he got to celebrate. By Rabba's house, there were 60 funerals that they had to go to. By Rav Chisda, there was enough bread that they were able to even give fine bread to the dogs, and they didn't want to eat it because the dogs were even so full already. By Rabba, Rabba's house, even if they would give barley bread to people, people would wish they had barley bread because there wasn't even enough barley bread to feed to the people. So apparently, it's not about the zechus, because both Rabba and Rav Chisda were very great tzaddikim, and yet in terms of their children and the amount of time that they lived and the amount of support that they had, the amount of money that they had, it's totally dependent on mazel. So that'll be main point number three: children, years of life, and parnasa, all depends on mazel, and not on one's zechuyos, as we see from the difference between Rabba and Rav Chisda. Vama Rava. Rava also says, "Hani tas mili ba kamei shemaya." These three things I asked Hashem to give me. Tarti yavuli. Two of them He gave me. Chadol yavuli, and He didn't give me the other one. Chuchmasid Rav Huna, I wanted to be as wise as Rav Huna. Vu'utreid Rav Chisda, I wanted the wealth of Rav Chisda. Vi'avuli, and He gave me those things. And Vasnuseid Rabba Bar Rav Huna, I wanted to have the humility of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, and lo yavuli, He didn't give me that. Rav Saorim Achua de Rava. Rav Saorim, the brother of Rava, Havi Yasef Kamei de Rava, was sitting in front of Rava. Chazi Yedava Kamenamnim, and he saw that Rava was falling asleep, meaning, and he was holding by dying. Amar Lei, so he said, Lemer Lemar de Lola Tzaron, tell the Malach HaMavis to leave me alone. Amar Lei, he said to him, Mar Lav Shushvinehu, aren't you someone who's very friendly with him? Can't you talk to him yourself? Amar Lei, so Rava responded, since my mazel is in trouble, the Malach HaMavis is not going to listen to me. So he said, I want you to do me a favor. After you die, I want you to come back to me in a dream and let me know whether it was painful. So Rava came to Rav, Saorim, his brother, in a dream. And Rav Saorim asked him, Havale Lamar Tzara, nu, did you suffer any pain? It was like the pain that's caused when you get bloodletting. So it was a minimal amount of pain that he suffered on his death. The Gemara brings another story where we have a similar story of Rava with Rav Nachman. Rava v'yasuf kamei Rav Nachman chazi to come name. Rava was by Rav Nachman as Rav Nachman was dying. Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman said to Rava, Leima Leimar delo letzaron. Rava, please tell the Malach HaMavis to leave me alone. Amar Lei, Mar lav adam chashavu. So Rava said back to Rav Nachman, aren't you an important enough person that you could tell the Malach HaMavis yourself? Amar Lei, man chashiv. So Rav Nachman said to Rava, who's considered chashiv in the eyes of the Malach HaMavis? Man safin. Who's a person that the Malach HaMavis would be afraid of? Man Rakia. who's considered to be a worthy person that could make requests of him. Amalei, Rava said, L'schazi limar, could you do me a favor after you die, Rav Nachman, come back to me in a dream and let me know how painful your death was? Ischazi le, he came to him in a dream. Amalei, Havalei limar tzara, so Rava said to him, did you have pain? Amalei, Kimishchal benisa mechalva. It was like pulling a hair out of milk. It was so silky smooth. It was like nothing. V'yamarli HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zel Bahu Alma Kadavis, and if God would say to me, come back to the world the way you were, go back to the world and you'll live the way you were, lo be'ina, I wouldn't want to. To nafesh b'yasuse, because the fear of death, the pachad of the Malach HaMaves, is not worth it. So it's not, I'm not interested in suffering that way, just from the fear that goes along with it. So main point number four, I guess this is, the Gemara tells the stories of the deaths of Rava and Rav Nachman, and how they came back in dreams to report how painful it was. Rabbi Lazar chazed have a ka'achel truma. Rabbi Lazar was eating truma, ischazilei, and the Malach HaMaves appeared to him when to come take his life. Armelais, Rabbi Lazar said, truma ka'achelma, you can't take me now, I'm doing a mitzvah right now, I'm busy eating truma, and besides, if you kill me, I'm going to become tamei, and then it's going to ruin the truma. V'lav kodesh ikri, isn't the truma called kodesh? So it's very, very important. So chalfalei shaita, the Malach HaMaves couldn't get him at that moment, had to come back a different time. Rav Sheshes, another story, ischazilei b'shuka, saw the Malach HaMaves in the market once. Armelei, Rav Sheshes says, b'shuka kibehema, really, you're going to take me in the market like an animal? Isa l'gabi besa, come to the house and take me there on my bed, b'derech kavod. Ravashi is chazalei b'shuka, a third story of someone seeing the Malach HaMaves. We're going to have, I think, five of them. Ravashi saw the Malach HaMaves in the market. Amalei itrach li t'lasin yom, and he said, do me a favor, I need a 30-day extension before you take me. V'ahadri l'talmudai, so that I can review my learning. Damrisu, ashrei mi shabalikan v'talmudu b'yado, because they say up in Shemayim that fortunate is one who comes up in Shemayim with all of his learning in his hands, who knows all of his learning. B'yom t'lasin asa, on day 30, the Malach HaMaves came back to say, okay, let's go. Amalei, my kulei ice. Ravashi says, what is all this? Why are you chasing after me? You say that you even come back just on time, pumped on time, 30 days later. You had to wait. You had to come on day 30. Kadacha ragle de Barnasan. So the legs of Rav Huna are being pushed away because it's already Rav Huna's turn to be the Nasi, and as long as you're living, he's not going to be able to be the Nasi. Because Vein Malchus no Gaas l'Bechavirta afilu kumlo nima. Because one kingship cannot overlap with another one, even by a little bit. So Rav Ashi, who was the Nasi, had to go. It was time for him to die so that Rav Huna could finally take over. Story number four of someone who saw the Malach HaMaves, Rav Chista, lo avi yachalei. Rav Chista, the Malach HaMaves, wasn't able to attack him to take his life. To love a shasik pume migirsa, because he didn't stop learning. And when a person doesn't stop learning, the Malach HaMaves can't take him. Salik Yosef Ba'arzad Bei Rav. So the Malach HaMaves went and sat on a cedar tree in the base by the base medrash. Paka Arza, and it broke the cedar tree, v'shasak, and Rav Chista was startled for a second, and he stopped learning, v'yachalei, and that's when he was able to get him. The Gemara in Shabbos has a very similar story with David HaMelech, how David HaMelech was only able to die when he stopped learning. Rav Chia lo avamatzi lemikravelei. Rav Chia was not, the Malach HaMaves couldn't get anywhere near him. Yom echad idmi leka'anya. One day, the Malach HaMaves appeared to him like a poor person. Asa tarif abava, and he came knocking at the doorway. Amr lei, apikli rifta, he said, bring me some bread. Afikulei, and he brought him some bread. Amrlei, the Malach HaMaves said to Rav Chia, lav kamarachi mara anya, I see you have such mercy on poor people. Ahu gavra, maiklo lo kamarachi mar, why don't you have equal mercy on the Malach HaMaves? Nebuch, I have a job to do, I'm supposed to take your life, can't you have a little rachmanis? Galilei, the Malach HaMaves then revealed who he was, his true identity, achvilei shuta denora, and he showed him a pillar of fire, and that's when Rav Chia knew that it was really the Malach HaMaves. Amtzilei nafshe, and Rav Chia said, fine, you could take me, like, you know, you cuff me, like, he put his hands, you could take me on the other side, I'm going to have Rachmanis on you. So last main point, the Gemara tells five stories of great Amoraim who saw the Malach HaMaves before their death, and some of them were able to avoid the Malach HaMaves using their wittiness and cleverness. Okay, God willing, next time we will move on to Chaf Chesam Beis as we draw closer to the end of Maseches Moed Katan.